AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden's carried out the largest single-day act of clemency in modern history, Sagar Meghani explains.
The president's commuting the sentences of roughly 1,500 people and pardoning 39 others. The commutations are for those who served at least a year of home confinement after being released from prison during the COVID pandemic. The White House says the pardons were issued to those convicted of nonviolent crimes and turned their lives around. The moves come after the president pardoned his son Hunter, who was to be sentenced in two federal cases. The administration's also weighing preemptive pardons for officials facing possible retribution once Donald Trump takes office. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The president-elect rang the opening bell at the New York Stock Exchange Thursday morning after being named Time Magazine's Person of the Year. Meantime, the Justice Department watchdog is citing FBI missteps ahead of the January 6th Capitol riot. It says the agency did prepare for the possibility of violence, but should have done more to collect intelligence. It also says no undercover agents were present that day, and informants were not authorized to participate. And Shelley Adler on a police reform effort in Louisville, Kentucky.
It's a consent decree between the city of Louisville and the Justice Department after an investigation prompted by the fatal police shooting of Breonna Taylor.
This historic agreement,
Mayor Craig Greenberg,
will build upon and accelerate the transformational police reform that we have already begun.
Significant improvements have been implemented since Taylor's death in March of 2020.
This the consent decree agreement will ensure our officers are committed to protecting the constitutional rights of residents while improving public safety.
The agreement follows a federal investigation that found Louisville police have engaged in a pattern of violating constitutional rights and discrimination against the Black community. I'm Shelley Adler.
This is AP News. Ed Donahue has a Massachusetts man story.
Police in Fall River, Massachusetts arrested a man they say was channeling the essence of the seasonal icon, Santa Claus.
Somebody ran! He's in the chimney?
Yes, the suspect they were chasing got stuck in a chimney.
You're an idiot.
Get up!
Show us your hand right
now! Show us your hand!
Detectives call firefighters who had to carefully knock out bricks to free the man.
There you go.
Police say due to his Santa antics, the man was transported to a local hospital out of caution. He's facing drug charges.
Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Blixin' and blixin' and all.
Just have nothing more on that. But Gene Autry does.
Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and
bright. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
So hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Thanks for listening.